Legislation to bring more water to the Utah portion of the Navajo Nation passed the U.S. Senate last week. From KUER Southeast News Bureau, Kate Kretzinger reports the bill would greatly expand water access on the reservation if it makes it through the House.
The Navajo-Utah Water Rights Settlement Act has been in the works for over 20 years. That's according to Mark Maryboy, a former San Juan County Commissioner and Navajo Nation Council delegate. He says he started advocating for the settlement in the late 1980s and then lobbied Utah politicians to introduce it to Congress.
I've walked the halls of Congress for many years, begging individual Congress to support our water right, and also over at the Senate.
Former Utah Senator Orrin Hatch introduced the bill in 2016 and again in 2018. It failed twice, despite receiving a favorable recommendation from the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs. Mitt Romney reintroduced it last year, and Maryboy says he was shocked when it passed the Senate.
The sticking point was over the Senate. So when I heard the news, I thought, wow, it's going to happen.
The bill gives the Navajo Nation the right to use around 80,000 acre-feet of water from the Colorado River Basin. It also includes over $200 million to treat and move water to communities like Monument Valley, where over 40% of homes lack running water. The settlement could also make large-scale development on the reservation more viable, according to Rex Kuntz. He oversees water systems for the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority.
The goal is to create an infrastructure base where you can grow everything so that people have services down the street. That's what this water has the potential to do.
The bill passed out of the House Natural Resources Committee in February. It must now pass the full chamber. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.